You see, Pete Lanning can drop in for 5 minutes. I'm on his report.
Good ambassador is. going to help us.
How do you feel our appointment?
Superb.
Well, that's what I mean. That's a kind of
appointment. Ideal appointment. But I don't, frankly, I would get along with Shelby Davis and Walter Annenberg.
Now, look, Maria's like your father. That's a very good point.
To have your confidence, and number two, understand the problem we've got with your
story. Sorry, I've not talked to you. I wish you would call me when you're in. You can follow the list of
everyone.
With him, and you? He told me he was going to be today.
Well, I'm surprised because he's been in twice to see me. And maybe he wants to talk to you again about it.
Well, but he's not like Murray. I want you to call him and tell him that I called you in and said, what about these things with Murray? You said you'd already gone over them. So not Murray or any others, because Murray's going to come and see me next week. Because I told Bob that these specifications, sir, I have a dozen of you sent in on the recognition Pastor Henry comes in, and all of a sudden, without knowing, you know, that you had gotten the everything in, we screw it up. That's not gonna happen this time. You're in charge. In other words, you and Henry, and Henry has any differences, I told Bob, you must bring them, come in and discuss them in my presence with you. That the word
sure.
Well, then I know about that. You can work with Henry, but this time we've got to do the right thing with these ambassadors and put in good men, have them all in, and there are other things, I mean, their commissions, their...
I think that's what we have to do. If we find a fellow who's just given us a lot of money that really doesn't understand what we're trying to do in Europe and only wants to go to Europe, I think we have to do something else.
Commission here.
Yes. General commission or an appointment or maybe disappointment. Mr. President, if we don't work on these fellows in Europe and allow them all to go towards the European community and none of them towards us, if we don't use the traditional feeling that, for instance, the Belgians and the Dutch have for us against the French, say, I think we're going to miss an opportunity. And they can do it because they're there every day. And if they're any good, they can be talking to the finance minister and the trade minister and occasionally the prime minister. Enough so they can influence their thinking. And of course,
speaking of more important subjects, what do you think about the Redskins now that Dallas won yesterday?
They really popped them too.
I haven't followed the football coaches here. I've seen four or five of those games on TV. They're not damn Redskins. They're amazing. They're too old. They're too slow. But they are basically a cohesive team with a great running back and a superb field general. But he just had a hell of a brain, and of course a great coach.
And they know
it's amazing. The other thing is that their weakness really is against the pass. They do very well against the run, they're pretty tough. But against the pass, they're weak. But now and then they come up with that clutch play. They, you know, it's amazing. They have no business even beating the Giants, in my opinion. They certainly, beating the play last week. A young team from Atlanta, on another day would beat them because Atlanta Young, and they just got a terrific class. And that's the problem. They probably, I think they may have let down Green Bay, but it's amazing that this Allen's done.
He must be.
Anybody else, believe me, that had that team, they'd be 500. Go ahead. But you agree?
They haven't been, that's true. Because they're always a low man on the go this other direction, and we're studying it now, which is to make the Foreign Service a career service that services state, commerce, treasury, and agriculture. And make them truly a career service that is not responsible to the department or the department.
That's legislation.
No, I don't believe so. I think it takes an executive order, but by executive order...
Well, it's something that can be done very hard.
What about the...
We owe him nothing.
Nothing.
We've been very good. We brought him in. He's been helping us. What about him?
Well, you remember we sent the Hillenbrand to Germany, and the deal was a year. And he's pretty good, I think.
He is good. And Germany is important. But there again, if we've got a hell of a guy over Germany like a damn Russian, I would anticipate the challenge. We don't know the time. We've got to be... In this case, we've got to be pretty cool about it.
And the same thing with regard to Spain, where we sent Admiral Rivera, with the understanding it would be for no more.
Does he understand the screw?
Yes, but he was... The department was told, the Defense Department, Laird was told to tell him it was for no more than a year. I'm sure he does.
He's probably doing a pretty good job.
I think we're leaving for a while. Yeah.
You do. That's one thing is that you should be free to do. You can, for example, to let him a grant stay a year and say, all right, you've done a good job. We'd like you to stay for the European Security Conference. I think you better do that. You let Rivera stay here so you don't change the whip. But you could tell the new guys that we want for those 2 points. You could say you get it in 1 year.
Right.
They don't even have the job right away.
Right.
That gives you some time.
Right. How about John, Mr. President?
I'll win.
Okay.
Don't you think?
I'll win. I most assuredly do. I like it personally.
His age isn't really in the over 65.
His age, and he's not a terribly serious individual. Yes, oh my lord, he's over 65.
Yeah. I know, like I think we're going to have a rule. I hope that this doesn't knock out some Amari. I said, Amari said that he said the event that he had any candidates for France. And he said, yes, who's that called? Was Ambassador to Ireland.
Oh my god, Raymond Getz.
Yeah.
67.
Yeah. Maury, you just couldn't send him a guest there. Could you?
No. Not my view. He was a great guy.
But you couldn't send him. The other one.
Bill Burton.
Was Bill Burton.
We said no on that one last time.
What is Burton's age?
67.
God damn it. I thought
I should hold on.
You got to be pretty tough with Maury. You just got to say, the president's not going to be a prime ambassador with the age of 65 years of age. But I agree that he should.
Well, Mr. President, I don't. If Bill Burton was 63, he's not the kind of guy we want to send over there to represent you in this country. He's not energetic in that sense.
But Maury took a lot of money.
We did last time, too.
He doesn't have the energy to read.
That's correct. Incidentally, that post needs the smartest.
We got that
Oh, yeah. Nice guy. Adolf Schmidt, he's done a good technical job.
Yeah.
But with Trudeau and this fellow Turner, who's clearly a leader in that cabinet.
Why don't we put another fellow in Canada and give this fellow, push him over to, because of the Trudeau government, get him on the smaller European countries?
We don't own it. They didn't give much money, and we can drop Schmidt.
They didn't?
No.
Well, he should be up. Oh, well, they did give money. Mellon's dead. See, he's a Mellon.
But I believe he's the Pittsburgh Mellon.
I see.
I think we got the money from the Paul Mellon. In any event, Maury said we have no further obligation to him.
All right, fine.
But that's where we could use him.
I gave him 6 months at the end of the school year, whatever the hell it is. See, I wouldn't ambassador to a group quite as fast as some, but you could, so that they have time for, so it isn't abrupt and all the rest. It doesn't say anything. So let's be that way on any of these. Well, you're going to ask, fine, but you let them all over. Also look into this business of economic men. You know, we've got economic men in. We've got to get economic men in on the embassy abroad.
Yes, sir.
He's preparing and folding on one of the guys, Balking or not, you know. He's a wonderful, warm, you can't think like a son of a bitch. But he must leave, you know what I mean? Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean,
I don't know how.
We're
I think he'd be good. I think he'd do a good job. We should. was that house? That's the, you know, the
living house in Europe.
Oh.
If I remember, the one with the garden.
With a fantastic garden. And the house is better now. Egypt, you know, it's got wonderful suites with beautiful views of Rome. What a spot to retire to. And John's close to, he's over 60.
John?
Jewish. 62 years here.
Well, he's not well. You know, he's had trouble with his arm and so forth. But we can't make any exceptions of these people, you know. The only exception we make is Russians because of upcoming negotiations, which everybody will understand except Henry. But Henry's motive is wrong. Just as Roger's motive is wrong. Roger wants to stay on because he wants to stay on until Henry is forced out. When Henry wants to stay on until Roger is forced out, deep down, that motivates them both. Would you not agree? That hatred there is unbelievable. I think in Bill's case it's more justified. More justified, I mean. For the reason that Henry at least gets all the plaudits, and Bill is being pissed on all over the place. You know, Bill's a proud man. And on the other hand, Bill is stuck up to Henry. What do you view on that thing?
Oh, I think it's an unfortunate battle of people who have very different temperaments. But I have to say that, Henry's got the plaudits, and Henry doesn't know how to operate in a way that gets the job done without getting the plaudits. Unfortunately, he's brusque, but he deserves the credit. Or at least it would appear that.
Well, Bill, listen, I feel sorry for him, because I don't like him to go out as being forced on you. That would be bad if we just threw him out.
Oh, yes.
Don't you agree?
Yes, he's protected his rear pretty effectively.
How?
By moving around with the
press.
Oh, yes. In a way that gets him some good publicity. The trouble is, he hasn't fought our battles for us in many instances. You know, his problem in the economic end is from the very beginning. He didn't admit that it needed the kind of.
In addition, when your other assignment, you know, that you're going to work in this economic thing, you know, that you push for these ideas, you know, that what would we do if the Peterson thing where, you know, what we're taking about
there? No, I don't.
Well, it's a very interesting point. He's quite a smart fellow.
He sure is, and he's a great salesman.
Great salesman. Well, I'm trying to combine the NATO and the EDC ambassador. You have one ambassador in Europe and have him take it. Now, let me tell you why that has great advantages. The NATO thing gives the prestige. NATO is there. We are members of NATO. And NATO is the stick to get the bastards to cooperate on the European things, well, the hell with you and so forth. But Peterson, you know, so you've got to maybe think about Peterson. But Peterson abroad has the intelligence to work with both Europeans and have the understanding. I think he'd like to do it. We'll see.
Would he like to do it?
We're going to find out, perhaps, today or no one's Sunday.
That really, my
it's a great job.
My view, Mr. President, is that.
This is in confidence.
Absolutely.
We just talked about yesterday.
My view is that we've got to move the Europeans. They've got to understand.
Get Peterson
move. And Peterson can move them.
That's my point. That's why I thought of the idea.
Absolutely. And in English.
But you see the reason. But anyway, sir, we sent poor old Lady Kennedy over. He did his best. But we made him NATO ambassador. Of course, he didn't do that. He just, you know, fired her and so forth. But anyway, we understand. But it occurred to me, the American ambassador in NATO is a big post. Considered a fairly important post because we carry the labor in our NATO. The American ambassador in the European community is not a big post because we're not members of the European community, although it should be. So by making Peterson the American ambassador in NATO and giving them also the portfolio as American ambassador in the European community, of course he'll have a hell of a deputy. He's got to have a hell of a deputy. But
we just appointed a good operator as ambassador to D.C. Let him be the deputy.
Well, is he a career man?
He's a career man.
He's got his step down.
Sure, but he could be the deputy for E.C. He could do the E.C. work for him.
We just call it a reorganization and so forth. But then you see Peterson, who just loves all this intrigue and work, that whole European community, like a yo-yo, he talks and all around it. And then bounce back here to work with Maury and you and the rest of the elements on the creative side, too, because this guy's quite creative.
Yes, he is. He's a great salesman. He occasionally gets locked in on a program that's But he is. I think that would be brilliant. Because we've got to move the Europeans. That's why I'd like to see more people like Mark Ingersoll in the top European posts that could get to people and make them understand the risk they're playing by going entirely to the community.